This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, once again, we are joined by Dr. Deborah Sherman, board-certified surgeon and founder of Sherman Aesthetic Center in Nashville, Tennessee. She is with us to discuss enhancing your profile and becoming the best version of yourself. Who wouldn't want that? And Dr. Sherman, always great to have you. Thanks for joining us once again here on the program.
Thank you, Eric. Great to be here with you.
Always great to have you with us. Thanks so much for your time once again. So let's get started, Dr. Sherman. Tell us why women and men are so concerned about their profile more and more these days.
Well, if we take a step back and look at ourselves, like what are the current trends and what do people hold dear? I think it's fair to say that we live in a selfie society. Certainly millions of pictures are taken every day and posted and sent and circulated. So because of that, everyone, and I mean everyone, Eric, is concerned about the way they look in photos. How do I know that? Because I speak to anywhere from 25 to 50 patients a day, men, women, all types of ages, from all walks of life. And if you ask them, and actually they will actually tell you, most do not like the way they look in photos. And then let's think about our daily interactions. Think about, say, for instance, how we flirt. Life happens from the side, Eric. If you're going to take a glance at somebody that you might think is attractive or somebody that you might like to get to know, you're going to cut your eyes from the side and you're going to look across the room and you're going to see them from the side. So this is why the profile matters, because we really don't usually interact in the frontal plane. It's a little bit too close. So our profile, our side view, or even our three-quarter view is the social angle, and it's really our presenting feature. You know, we say our face is our calling card. So if we're interacting professionally or socially, it's usually from the side, and actually our face is the first thing people see before we even open our mouth. So and also, let's think about when you look at someone from the side and you wonder, you know, don't we all kind of play that guessing game? Wonder how old they are. Wonder how old he is. How old do you think she is? Actually, our facial profile and our hands as well. Those are two clues that can give away our age. So that is why so many want to change or enhance the way they look from the side, because it's the first way that we socially and professionally interact with each other.
That is so true, and you hit on a lot of good points there. Thanks so much for that. Now, tell us, what are characteristics of your profile that are preferable, and what characteristics are less than desirable?
Excellent question, Eric. And, you know, artists have been obsessing over faces for millennia. From the ancient Greeks to Leonardo da Vinci, they've studied human facial proportions to create a standard for sculptors and painters, and that's really what we do in aesthetic medicine. And this proportional standard of beauty is really called the artistic ideal. So what we do as aesthetic physicians is we look at their lower face, their jaw, their chin, the proportion of their lips, their neckline. Think about beautiful, what we call, when we talk about celebrity jawlines, what person comes to mind? Maybe Gwen Stefani, maybe Kate Winslet, maybe Natalie Portman, Eva Longoria. All of those beautiful women have beautiful profiles. And usually if you were to analyze their jawline, their cheeks, their chins, their lips and their neckline, you will see a certain beauty ideal or artistic ideal. And let's not leave the men out. Let's take George Clooney, for instance. He's pretty easy on the eyes if you ask a lot of folks that like to look his way. And why is that? He has that strong jawline. So what do we see in a celebrity jawline? You'll see what we call in medical terms a long mandibular sweep. If you look at the angle of the jaw, you know, for a man, a jawline is a strength of character issue. And so when you see a man where your eyes track the line of the lower jawline, it's a beautiful line. It usually extends out, and it has very nice angles in a man, and it has very nice slopes in a woman. So that's what we look for in the jawline. When it comes to the cheek, we like that round apple with that little pop of the cherry of the apple in a prominent sweet spot. When it comes to lips, we want to make sure that the lips are in proportion, that they have a nice rosebud shape. That's why we love babies, because their lips are so perfectly formed. And the corners of the mouth have a lot to say about whether our face is pleasant or maybe not so pleasant. And then lastly, the neck. The neck is so important because it can be so sexy, especially when a woman turns her head to the side. You see this muscle called the sternocleidomastoid, and you see a certain profile, a smoothness of skin, a contour that can really be absolutely beautiful. Now, when we talk about aging, let's just stay on the neck there. What tends to happen from the chin down? Well, when we look from the side, you know, I like to say, Eric, we get kind of bottom boxy. We go from a rectangle or a heart into a rectangle if you look at the shape of our face. So we tend to age from top to bottom and lateral to medial. And so because of that, we get some saggy skin. We lose some of the bone. Actually, our bones are melting. And so when that bone resorbs, it loses the platform so the skin can sag. And then why is it that we accumulate fat under our chin? It's called submental fat. In places that we really don't want fat, we keep it. And places that we do want fat, we lose it. It's just one of those aging tragedies. But we'll see a little bit of fat under the chin that can make it look aging. When it comes to an aging cheek, it tends to sag, and that's why we get a prominent parentheses around our face. We often say parentheses have a place, but not on your face, and often the best treatment for that is to reshape the cheek. And then our chin, as the bone melts, the tissue can deflate, and we've already talked about the neckline. So we want to try to maintain the youthful shape, form and structure. And what people don't understand often is that it's a factor of many anatomical structures. The bone, kind of like the structure of the house, the fat pads and the muscles, kind of like the drywall. And then lastly, the way the skin comes on is the final outside siding, if you will. And so we need to make sure that the paint and the canvas is pure when it comes to the outside lining.
I got to tell you, that is about the best explanation I have ever heard, and it is very visual as well. Thanks so much. Tell us, Dr. Sherman, is surgery the only answer for enhancing one's profile? And how about non-surgical treatment options? And most people do not want to have any downtime or miss work. They're always looking for convenience, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, surgical options do exist, but you nailed it, Eric. Most patients are seeking a better profile with non-surgical. And here's the great news. There are so many non-surgical solutions. So let's get right into it. The advantage of the non-surgical is that most of the time they're less risky, they're less expensive, and most of all, people have less downtime. So many of the non-surgical treatments that we offer with injectables, a lot of folks don't even miss a day of work. So it's just so important to realize that there are so many different options. I think one of the best options when it comes to the lower profile is to learn how to reformat that structure. So if there's bony loss, sometimes we'll add fillers along the jawline to give it a more defined, what we call mandibular sweep, so that the angle of the jaw looks more masculine or more feminine. A lot of times we'll shape the chin. You know, women like to have a facial shape like a heart or an oval, so the chin has to be in a certain length and a certain proportion, especially in proportion with the lips and the nose. So we have a certain analysis that we do to say, are your facial features in balance, and what can we do to that chin to make it match your lips, your nose, your eyes, your forehead? Because when things are in balance, they're just more pleasant to look at. And then when it comes to tightening that skin, there are some laser procedures that we can do. There's also a new treatment injectable out there that will actually melt jowls. What's a jowl? It's that heavy tissue that hangs over on each side of the side of our jaw and jawline, and it tends to just make us look tired. And we now have a brand new treatment that can melt the fat under there that causes that and tighten that skin, which is so amazingly exciting. And then we also have an injectable way to take care of the submental fat. That's what causes the double chin and makes the jawline and profile have an unsightly pouch that makes you look tired and heavy. And Eric, by the way, often exercise and diet doesn't take care of that. So Kybella is a new first-in-class injectable treatment that can permanently kill the fat cells that cause the submental fat, making you look old and heavy. So some patients can even also see a skin tightening that happens to further enhance the profile. So anytime we can reduce fat and shrink wrap, it's a good thing.
Certainly sounds like it. Today we're speaking with Dr. Deborah Sherman, board-certified surgeon and founder of Sherman Aesthetic Center in Nashville, Tennessee, here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. So, Dr. Sherman, could you review the non-surgical options for the lower third of the face that make up the social angle, as you call it, that we all see in photos and also when interacting socially?
Absolutely. A tired social angle basically comes from deflation of the face and what we call loss of the OG curve, meaning the apple of the cheek is flat and above the cheek, the temple, which is the area on either side of our forehead, is wasting. So when we lose our support, Eric, think about it like a barn. It's standing up with all of its structure. And then with time, when you go on a ride in the country, you also see those barns start to lilt or tilt to the side. That's because it's lost its structural support, right? So the same thing actually happens in our face. And so we lose that oval and we become a rectangle and we lose the lift. So we have hyaluronic acid fillers that can really lift the cheeks like no other because they are very similar to the building blocks of our own natural skin. So when we put those fillers along certain bones, one called the zygoma, it can lift and separate and recreate a perky cheek, which in essence pulls the tissue that's heavy around the bottom part of the jawline upward, and that's how we start to fix that jowl. So we get that facial shape, and we just sort of turn back the pages of time so that you get the face that you had 6, 8, 10 years ago. And the great thing about it is the results are instantaneous, and you can do it in stages so that the changes are really, really very subtle. And so you just wake up and go, my gosh, you must have just had a great night's sleep. You look fresh and rested. Now, each area of the face connects like a puzzle piece. And so because of that, once we fix the cheeks, then we start to look at the nasolabial folds, that parentheses around the mouth. We have a brand new filler that just got approved recently called Velour that can really smooth that line out after you get the facial shaping. And women hate the creases around their mouth. A lot of times there's what we call smoker lines, but really they're what I call the barcode, Eric, because the top and the bottom of the lip can have lines like a barcode. And, you know, so if you were to purse or make a kiss, and you'll see those lines, and sometimes they'll even stay at rest when you relax. Well, we have a brand new way of fixing that and using layer upon layer of these advanced next generation hyaluronic acids. Now, the technique takes finesse. And it makes a difference whether these results are natural or unnatural. And you can actually go to our website and see the before and after results, especially in the lip, to understand the actual natural quality of the outcome. We often say, Eric, we can turn your frown upside down. Because if you look in the mirror, whether you're in the car listening to the radio, you might just peek your head up and look at the rearview mirror. If you see that the corner of your mouth is pulling down, it makes you look sad and tired when you're not really feeling that way. So we have a series of analysis and techniques that we can support the structures above, lateral, and inside the corner of that mouth so that you can have a neutral or a more pleasant corner of the mouth. And that's one of my favorite things to do because it can really change someone's first impression when you look at somebody, when you meet them right away. Deflated lips can also happen. A lot of people will say, I look in the mirror, I put on my lipstick every morning, and I don't have a pout, and I just look deflated, and my lips are all shriveled, and I sort of lost that architectural Cupid's bow that made my lips look fresh. Well, we have multiple fillers that are used like multiple paints in our palette to be able to create just internal lip gloss. We don't even have to change the volume. We can just change the shine. But it's an internal shine, so it looks very, very natural. We can also fix asymmetry. If you look at the four quadrants of your upper and lower lip, especially in a woman, we can usually find one that sags or is more deflated than the other. And symmetry is so important when we look at the face. So often we need to get the upper and the lower lip in proportion and the right side and the left side more balanced. It just makes our face look so much more approachable. So your natural God-given proportion must be respected. And a master injector can reestablish that proportion so your lips don't look like your mother's or your grandmother's, but your lips still look like the family that you were born into, and they don't look like someone else's. So what I'm trying to say is it takes the right eye to assess, the right touch, the right choice of artistic medium when it comes to which filler we will use, and most of all, the right master technique. Recently, Eric, I've been using some techniques I used from European experts for chins and the whole area right underneath the corner and the lower lip. That's an area that can become quite downtrodden, if you will. You can kind of see middle age in someone's face if you look in that corridor right underneath their lower lip. And a lot of times they'll point to that and they'll make a circle around their mouth and they'll say, I hate this. And you know what? If you have a master eye as an aesthetic physician and a master injector, you can really assess what volume, what technique can not only take care of the shadows of middle age in that area, but also help the skin quality. And then we've talked about the submental fat and the injectable Kyvella treatments that can be used not only right underneath the chin, but all throughout the neck, and even the little pouch that's above the jawline called the jowl. Now, there's some bands that are vertical muscular bands that are like small ropes that go from the top of your jawline to the collarbone, and they separate the neck, so it's not so smooth and youthful. And so we have what we call neuromodulators. They're purified proteins that can relax these bands. Botox, Dysport, Xeomin are some of the brand names. And when we put that purified protein in, it makes the muscle not be so hyperactive, and then it's less noticeable. And then when we turn our neck to the side, you don't see a separating band, which is just a wonderful thing when a woman turns her head to the side and looks across the room.
Dr. Sherman, I never knew that there was so much to a youthful profile. You've covered this very well. In conclusion, how does a person that wants to look better in photos or doesn't like their profile learn what they need to get a youthful profile?
You know, the most important thing that any person considering any of these youthful treatments, be they small or be they large, is for them to choose the right doctor and the right injector, Eric. They need to see a board-certified, trained aesthetic physician and a master injector that has advanced training who can individually assess and recommend the right technique, the right product for the right patient. You know, you can go to NashvilleLidSurgery.com. That's NashvilleLidSurgery.com to see our results, or you can call 615-297-5798 to schedule a complimentary facial analysis and a profile assessment so that you can learn the treatments that are right for you and in what order they should be prioritized. And Eric, for the next 30 days, we have specials on many injectables like Kybella, Botox, Xeomin, Dysport, and all the facial fillers that can provide significant savings on profile-enhancing, no-downtime treatments. You know, Eric, we often say on LinkedIn, your profile is much more than the words that you have written.
That is well said and so true. And Dr. Sherman, always great to have you. Super information here, about as thorough coverage as one could ever ask for. Again, Dr. Sherman, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio, and look forward to our next conversation.
My pleasure, Eric. Thank you so much.
We've been speaking with Dr. Deborah Sherman, board-certified surgeon and founder of Sherman Aesthetic Center in Nashville, Tennessee. And for further details and for contact, simply visit NashvilleLidSurgery.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.